In this segment of our Canoe Regatta interviews, I had the pleasure of speaking with 72-year-old Ted LaMonica of Oneonta, who is hoping to finish his 40th race this year.
What I wanted to do was to start by saying you have 39 finishes, the most of any participant, and now you're trying to become the very first 2,800-mile finisher.
That's right.
What does that feel like?
What's that feel like? It feels like a long time coming. I don't know. It doesn't seem like 40 races. Time flies by and you sort of lose track of where you're at. I just do it for the fun of it. I mean, I compete, but after I got past 30, it was like I decided I wanted to try to get to 40, and this is the year. I really was thinking about putting it off until next year, because next year was the 50th anniversary, and I think I'm the only one left from the first race, and I thought it would be kind of neat to do 40 in the 50th, but then I decided one extra year could bring more aches and pains, and do it while you can do it.
Speaking of those aches and pains, at 72 years of age, how do you train for the Clinton?
This year I'm not training very good at all with the high water and problems with my partner. Our training is pretty sad. It's at a point where it really doesn't help me that much to put in a lot of training in the next 2 or 3 weeks, because you're asking for sore muscles, aches that you can't get rid of before the regatta. So it won't be a high practice year.
Will it be a tough race for you then?
No, because all I'm after this year is to finish. We'll compete with anybody that happens to be near us, but I'm not going out there trying to get a first, second, third, or anything else. I'm just going out there to do the best we can do and have a good day.
Other than being the one who's completed the race the most times, what keeps you going out on the river?
As far back as I can remember, I have been involved with the river since I've been about 6 years old. My babysitters used to take me over to the Electric Dam. We used to go over there fishing. I've just grown up on the river all my life. I started canoe racing because at that time when they had the first race, I had a ski club up on Goodyear Lake, a water ski club, and saw the notice in the paper, and I said, gee, I can do that. And that was the first time I raced in the regatta, and it was just because it was there. And then after I got started, then you just sort of want to do better all the time. My family, ever since the first race, have been there as part of my pit crew, so it's sort of a family reunion type thing also. So it's just led from 1 year to the next year. Actually, I have taken part in or entered like 47 out of the 49 regattas. I haven't finished them all, either because of me or my partner or because of the high water, but I've been there for most of them.
You've paddled both, obviously, the one-man, the two-man. You've paddled the Alumacrafts, and what do you prefer?
I do not prefer the aluminum unless it's a high-water year. If it's a high-water year, I have all the confidence in the world in aluminum. It'll go through anything. But actually, what I would prefer is a Kevlar cruiser. I love them. I just don't have one. I've got enough canoes without buying another one. So I stick to the usually the one man in these later years. That way I don't have to answer to a partner or anybody else except myself.
Do you have a favorite year or a most memorable moment over all of these years that really sticks out?
Actually, probably last year. And it wasn't because of how well I performed. Last year I was trying trying to catch Charlie. My only goal was to catch Charlie. He started a half hour before me. And I had planned to not catch him until Sydney. And then I was going to draft him and talk to him along the way. And then when I got down to the railroad trestle, I was going to say goodbye and leave him. That was my plan. We pick on each other all the time. So that was my goal, and that was my only goal. By the time I got to Wells Bridge, I was 12 minutes behind him. So I was right on my goal, and it was going to just be a fun day. And at Wells Bridge, I ran into a gentleman I met up at the beginning of the race in a solo too, from Tennessee. And we talked and we went back and forth, and I don't know how he got ahead of me, but when I came into Wells Bridge, the first person I ran into after I pitted at Wells Bridge was this fellow from Tennessee. And I paddled up next to him and asked him how he was doing, and he said that he wasn't going to be able to make it. And I said, what do you mean you can't make it? He says, it's just too much for me this year. I said, you came all the way from Tennessee. I said, you can't stop now. Well, this fellow was also, okay, we were both 71 last year. And when we talked up above, he was telling me how he was the oldest one in the race. And I asked him when his birthday was. And he said, I was born in 38. I said, when in 38? And he says, in December. I says, too bad. I said, I was born in November. I said, so you're not the oldest one. So anyway, I'm paddling next to him, floating next to him, talking to him, and he says, I can't do it. And I said, yes, you can. I said, just keep on paddling. Don't try to do anything special. I said, just keep the paddle moving, and you'll get there. Well, I stayed with him all the way to Bainbridge. And he had a couple places where he could have got into major problems because he was asking me which way to go and everything. And the first time he asked me, I told him, well, I go to the right on this part of the river. And he says, well, I practice to the left this weekend. And I said, okay, well, I said, I'm going to the right. Well, he got into, not problems, he grounded. And he was hurting so bad that it took him probably 10-15 minutes to get out of the canoe, drag it across 20-30 feet of gravel, and then get back in again. From that point on, it was just a leisurely ride down the river. When we came to the stretch where you can see the bridge, he was in back of me somewhere, and up around the houses up there, there's some little complicated water, nothing super, but I went down before him, and I told him, just follow me through, and we'll be fine. I came around the curve. I was asking for him, calling to him, and I didn't hear him. So I stopped paddling just before I came around the bend, and I floated around the bend so they could see me from the bridge, and evidently they had binoculars, and they picked up my number, and it was on the radio. And I turned around and started back up the river to find out what happened to him, and he appeared coming down backwards at that point. He got turned around someplace. So I caught his canoe, and we turned him back around. And the radio picked it up, and everybody down to the regatta knew that I was helping this fellow down the river. What made this whole thing worthwhile is we got to Bainbridge. His wife had been trying to get him out of the river since Oneana. Then she ran into my pit crew, and my pit crew told her, not to worry about it, that I wouldn't leave him. Now, they didn't even know I was going to paddle with him. That I wouldn't leave him, and he would be fine. So when we get done, his wife comes down. She gives me this big hug, and the tears are running down her face, and it made the whole day worthwhile. It was just an experience I'll never forget.
That's a great story, and what a great way to finish a race.
Well, it's funny, when we got to the finish line, I told him to go on ahead. And I said, you can go first. And he says, No, he says, you have to go first. I says, no. I said, you can do it. I said, you came farther than I did. And he says, no, we're going to do it together. So we tried to get our canoes lined up absolutely together, but that's next to impossible. So they gave him, he came in before I did, mm-hmm. according to them. And that really bothered him. And he kept saying, he says, he kept apologizing for holding me up. And I said, there's nothing to apologize for. I said, I had a good day, and it's all been worthwhile. So I think that's really one of my high points. I mean, I've had 4 years where I've had first places. They were fun, but this was more important to me than the first places we had.
You're paddling this year with Charlie Koop, who has 7 finishes, and he's 55 years old from New Berlin. Did you get Charlie into this race?
No, Charlie was into the race before I met Charlie. But Charlie, like I said, he was a manager at the fish market or the fish department. And one day I was buying fish from him and he says, you're the canoeer, right? And I said, why? And he says, well, he says, I've read about you and heard about you a lot. And we got talking, and I told him, I said, well, if you ever want to go out and you just want to go out and paddle sometime, I said, I'm always available. And that led into us being partners. We just got out together, and we clicked, and we had fun. It was a fun thing. It wasn't a try to see how great we were.
Well, Ted, we're very excited for you this year to become the first 2,800-mile finisher, going for your 40th, and it's a great accomplishment. You should be very proud, and it's so great to talk to you and learn more about your life on the river.
Thank you.
Ted and partner Charlie Koop can be seen along the river in Canoe A3. For Regatta 2011, I'm Craig Stevens.